We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year. And we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, and the results are good. Guys, a Brewers offensive onslaught tonight as they beat the Mets 10-2. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger right here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And the Brewers dictated this one. Burns on the hill, six innings, couple of runs given up, no problems there. They take care of the Mets 10-2. A seven-run fifth inning where all of the runs were scored with two outs. So you keep the line moving here. We talked about it last night, guys. You put your guys by name in the proper positions, and lo and behold, you had McCutchen and Renfro 3-4 tonight. Leave those experienced guys in those positions as long as you can, and until you start seeing results and then maintaining those results. And most importantly tonight, the victory goes to Craig Counsell, 564. Do we call it an illustrious career? I don't know about that. But he has more wins than any other Brewers manager. And again, it's you guys knew this day was coming. We were counting him down all season, just about. It hit a little bit of a standstill, tied with Garner. And you know, they lost eight in a row. So you wanted to have him get this accolade at home. But it is pretty impressive. When you really think about it, I'm not stunned or shocked by this, but it's like, wow, you know, it's not a pinch yourself moment at all, but it is sort of special. It really is, guys. No other manager has won more games than Craig Counsell. I don't know if I had even, you know, to foresee this on the radar would have been ridiculous years ago. Don't you think? I mean, it would have been one of those things where, Tim, that's Tim just going crazy. Glass all the way full, Tim with the Brewers. But, you know, when you think about it, it is pretty impressive. Who would have thought this? You know, Garner did it in 9 years, yeah. And Counsell is here since 2015. But Counsell reached this plateau in 110 less games managed than Phil Garner did. So definitely a more winning manager. How would you guys describe, and well, a couple of things here. Number one, does this game make you feel any better about the Brewers offense or about the Brewers situation? Don't look now. They can take two or three from the Mets with a victory tomorrow. Think about that. As rough as it has been coming into New York, getting shut out yesterday, 24 hours later, you have an opportunity to score more runs than those guys in nine innings, and you'll take two or three and get the hell out of town. I love baseball. That's why I love baseball. It's things like that. So do you feel any better about this Brewers offense?
Breaking and news, Tim, from our ABC audio video flat screens in the studio. Craig Counsell, when he was talking with Sophia Minnert on field after the game, got the Gatorade shower, and we saw an ear-to-ear smile with teeth.
Yeah, so no disheveled-looking Craig Counsell tonight. How would you describe Craig Counsell then? I mean, there is a lot of discussions, has been and will continue to be, a lot of discussions about Craig Counsell. Some of you don't like him. That's all right. That's fine. Guys, it's absolutely fine. But what I'm looking for, and we threw it out there on Twitter as well, is how would you describe Craig Counsell? He's now the winningest manager in franchise history. And really, to even say that, think about that. To even say that is that right? You know, I was thinking about this last night after the show. Like, is that right? If they one more win and he's going to, is that, that can't, no, that's right. You know, the Bambergers and, you know, treble horns and Garners, Renekes,
Makas.
Kenny Maka. You thought Renicky was going to be here for a million years based on the way he started. Now, that didn't happen, just four-plus seasons. But it is really impressive. You hear these terms, players, manager, great communicator. How would you describe Craig Counsell on the record? And you could say overrated, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind that. I don't even think Craig Counsell would mind that, because everyone's entitled to that opinion. 799-1250. Brewers get a 10-2 victory. There was a piece some weeks ago leading up to this that we had to put on hold until they got the victory for Counts, 564. But there was a piece, and I thought it's one of my favorite pieces in the Journal Sentinel a couple of weeks ago. And what it did was the reporters, I think it was Hogue along with Rosiak, just kind of went around the clubhouse and just got, how would you describe Craig Counsell? And it was just quote after quote after quote after quote. And again, I mean, consider the source. It's all his players, you know. I mean, it's all going to be good stuff. But, you know, you can weed out some of the cliches in there if you choose. But just, I'll give you some examples and we'll get to your calls here in a second. But you describe Craig Counsell. Because his players, it's pretty impressive. And if you want to look this up in JS Online, that's fine. But I've got it right in front of me here. It's really the way he carries himself every day, the way he treats the players, the way he handles the situations in the dugout, the way he thinks about every day. You know, that this is just an example of descriptions of Craig Counsell. And I won't even give the players' names. I won't even mention, you know, because you can read between the lines on some of this stuff, who the players are. The confidence that he gives the players, that's what helped me when I came over. He gave me a lot of confidence and had a lot of trust in me. That's the most important thing you can do to a player. Just give them some confidence and trust. When you get that from the manager, you're going to feel great. Oh, believe me, there's a ton of these. It was one of my favorite pieces ever that I've read regarding Craig Counsell and Brewers baseball. It really has, you know, raised my eyebrows. I'm impressed, for what it's worth. I mean, I don't think they care if I'm impressed with their piece, but I really am, and I need to give those guys credit. So how would you describe Craig Counsell, and do you feel a little bit better about the offense? That's one game. I know that. But you do have a shot to take the series in New York against the Mets.
Tim, you could argue that this is the biggest win in Brewers history.
Maybe.
Say it. Say it, and I will make a promo out of it right now.
It's Craig Counsell's record-breaking victory. Let me think about
that. No, that's
not
enough
Evan.
For the promo. I need something a little bit spicier.
let me think about it. Let me think about it. They win tomorrow. It's the biggest win of the season, for
that,
sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
That okay, so that we agree on. All right, 799-1250. Interesting. Very. Let's start things out with where do we want to stay? You pick. You pick where we're going to start.
Let's start with Nate in North Milwaukee.
Nate, how do you describe Craig Counsell?
As far as Craig Counsell was, no matter how you feel about him, you gotta first of all give him credit for changing the culture in as far as with the Brewers, because when he came in, the Brewers were not winning, and Toby likes to throw up his stat that the Brewers have made the playoffs 8 straight years in Craig Counsell, eight seasons, and Craig Counsell has 4 of those.
Yeah.
4 straight seasons.
So, and it'll be 5 this year.
Yeah. So you got to give him credit to where it is due, because he came in and changed the culture of the Brewers as far as winning. And then what he does as far as managing, like me and you both can gripe about things that we see happen in games, but at the end of the day, He owns up to what he does. If he pulls the pitcher and a guy comes in and gives up runs, he owns up to it, you know. And I just feel like I just want to congratulate him, because this is a hard thing to do. You don't have many managers that have the sustained success that he does.
Yep.
So yeah, that's basically what I say about him. And then as far as the game today, it was a big win, because finally the guys came up with clutch hits and opportune hits, and they took advantage of the mistakes that the pitcher made on the mound today. You know, you get the bases loaded and you find a gap, you find a hole in the infield and get the ball to the outfield. That's what needs to happen, you know what I mean? You have to take advantage of the mistakes that the pitcher gives to you. If he's going to walk guys and hit guys and put guys on base, you have to make him pay for that. And that's what the Brewers haven't been doing for this little stretch of the losing streak. They haven't been making these pitchers pay for their mistakes. And they've been grounding into double plays and just striking out. But tonight they made the pitcher pay for his mistakes, and that's what you need to see from here on out. So, yes, yeah, it's only one game, but it's a step, because now you see what you have to do, and now you just have to go out there and do it.
No doubt. All right, thank you, Nate. Thanks for the call. So he describes Counts as changing the culture. I kind of like that, and I think it's true. Now, let's keep in mind, he also made a point that we can gripe about things. We can gripe about what a good or great manager does in terms of strategy, lineups, decision making, etc. That doesn't mean we don't think he's a good or great manager. That's not it. That's the cool thing about baseball, is that we can debate these things. I can disagree with him when he said Hauser pitched, quote, pretty well in the first inning yesterday. Evan, I don't know if you caught that. I don't know how bad Bart got on him this morning, but I heard rumors that he really got into him this morning.
It was like
Counsell's Sue Pitch great moment.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to follow up Ned Yost with the greatest quote of all time.
Yeah, 37 pitches, 4 hits, 3 runs, and a wild pitch in the inning. I mean, I don't know if that's pretty well, okay? So I can disagree with him. Changing the culture, I really like that, because I think that's true. How would you guys describe Craig Counsell? I would describe him just briefly. I could go on and on, but one of us. Yeah, he makes some millions, drives nice cars, lives in nice houses, buys cool things, goes on nice vacations. But I think he is one of us. I do. And I've talked to him both on and off the record, And I can tell you, he's more of one of us than you think. So that's one of the ways I would describe him. Kenny, there in West Bend, how was your trip? You're next on the Fan.
Well, hang on, Timmy. Oh, yeah. But here's the deal, and I'm not in the northern Wisconsin, but I will be in a couple of days. Nevertheless, it's always nice to, you know, get a win, especially like this when you see the bats going, you see the Brewers taking advantage of situations that
Well, they didn't hit a home run tonight, did they? I don't think they had a homer.
No, but who cares?
Nope. No, I know that, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, when Council put Jason to hit for Mathias, that was a turning point in the game, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I mean, he rips one to the gap there, and you score runs, and you keep moving. Now, how would I describe Council? Now, I have personally never met him, but I have a number of friends that know him well, and like you have stated, he's one of us, right? Buddies of mine played against him in high school and everything, and yep, he's kind of the boy next door, so to speak, right? Everybody in the Brewers organization loves him. They think he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I think he's the biggest stick in the mud I've ever seen standing in a dugout ever. He has no emotion, stands there with his arms crossed. Periodically, you'll see him, he'll drop his head when things go. I have never seen a guy that runs a team that everybody loves that has no fire. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but have you ever seen him lose his mind in the dugout? I'm more of a guy, when I run my teams and when I played on teams, when I was coached, I love fire from a manager. I love when somebody gets on somebody's ass, right? Because I love it. But he never does that. Now, that's just his style. He's gotten the team in the playoffs the last, 4 years, whatever.
So your description would be stick in the mud?
Oh, yeah, he's an absolute stick in the mud. You look at him, Tim, now it's hard to anybody who's listening to me knows what I'm talking about. He just stands there with his arms crossed. Doesn't matter.
I get that. He's a Tom Landry in terms of emotion. Yeah,
exactly.
They just don't show emotion.
Yeah, and I'm more of a fire, obviously, you know this. I'm more of a fiery guy. I like to see that emotion. Coaches that I've been with, whether I played football, baseball, basketball, I love that when somebody's honest, and it fires us up. When you're kind of slacking or whatever, I would love to see more emotion out of Council. Get pissed off about something.
He might, behind closed doors.
Know.
We just
no.
See it.
My friends in the organization say absolutely not. He doesn't do. That's not the way he runs.
No, we haven't seen
he
it.
He wants
ever.
To be.
Yeah.
He wants to be more of a. He wants to be more buddies with the players than anything else. He wants to let you know, yeah, I played the game. Yeah, I did this. I understand.
All right.
Not going to get on you. I want to see more fire out of Council to get over the hump so they can win a World Series. Get fired up, Craig.
Okay, Kenny, thank you. I appreciate it. Check in with us on your next endeavor up north. All right, see the differences? And I want to make sure you guys are okay with this. If you're listening the next day on the podcast, well, then I apologize. You obviously can't call in. But see the difference? You can voice your displeasure of Craig Council. It's okay. I fully respect that opinion, whatever it is. So you have changed the culture for Brewers baseball, and then you have stick in the mud. We're describing Craig Council because he's won more games than any other manager in franchise history. 799-1250, we'll go to West Dallas and say good evening to Mike. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Doing good. How you doing, Tim?
More important how you are.
Good, good. Yeah, so before I go into Council, I just wanted to say that I think that Victor Caratini has very quietly been a really good pickup. For David Stearns and the Brewers. I mean, how many clutch at-bats has he had this year?
Yep.
That walk to make it 4-1, that is the at-bat that I think changed the game. because that allowed them to open the floodgate.
And really, I think we know as Brewers fans how many clutch hits he had against the Milwaukee Brewers. So it's nice to have him in a Brewers uniform.
Yeah, yeah, it just gives you a professional at-bat when you need one. So could do a lot worse at backup catcher. In terms of Craig Counsell, I don't think there's any question that he's the best manager in Brewers history. I mean, four playoff appearances in 40 years prior to Counsell, and you have four in 7 years. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, I mean, the Brewers' payroll consistently is in the high teens to low 20s in terms of the big leagues for average. To put it into perspective, they could have signed Freddie Freeman and Carlos Correa this offseason, added $60 million, and still not be in the top 10 in payroll in the big leagues. They would be just outside of it. So he's done more with less. He has less resources than the larger markets, but he's squeezed the most out of the players that he's had on his team. So I think he should be commended for that. And one more thing, too. When they were one game away from the World Series in 2018, he got them there without a true ace. You know, it was this Mickey Mouse, okay, we're going to take our starter can only go five innings. We're going to have to play like five or six relievers, you know, to get to the finish line. And it was kind of unheard of in baseball to be playing that way prior to Counsell. And he got him within one game of the World Series.
Sure did. Got him what, seven or eight innings away from a World Series. They had the lead in that game seven, early on, as it were. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Mike touched on something that I definitely believe in, Craig Counsell. I believe this for any leader, any supervisor, boss that you've had, any politician, whatever it might be, school boy, whoever. Getting the most out of what you have, I think, is an asset of Craig Counsell's. I do. He gets the most out of what he's got to work with. And as Mike just indicated there, that lends more credence to that philosophy because they don't have a big payroll, yet they're still competing. I mean, go back and look at the number of victories for this organization in the last 5 years, compare it to the bigger payroll teams. They hang right in there. They do. They come up short, obviously. But to get the most out of what he's got, whatever he has. You have a star-studded lineup? Okay, fair enough. We get more. Craig Counsell's the type of guy that gets more out of that than would be normal. That's a good point, Mike. I like it a lot. How would you describe Craig Counsell after this 10-2 victory? Craig Counsell now has won more Brewers games than any other manager in franchise history. That is still sort of, I won't say shocking, but pretty darn impressive. And we're going to hear from Craig Counsell. I'm sure he's been asked, and he's going to talk about the players that were instrumental in this or more instrumental than he is. And be careful when you downplay yourself as manager. Because if you continue to do that, it lowers your credibility. It lowers the amount of importance you are on a baseball team. If managers didn't make a difference, they wouldn't be paid what they're paid. They wouldn't be fired. Right? Ned Yost said, manager, 2 or 3 wins a year, not much. That's what he said when I asked him that. I would have said, okay, well, we're going to pay you half then. We're not going to pay you as much, Ned, if that's what you think. Now, he was a young manager when I asked him that. But nonetheless, you know, getting what you can out of players more so than any other person around or most people around, I think that's a great attribute to have. 799-1250. And again, if you're not a Counsell fan, you can still call and just say, hey, I'm not a big fan. I think he's this, that, and the other thing. Like Brett felt the need to pick up the phone and call the fan. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Tim. Yeah, I'm definitely a Counsell fan. And, you know, my word to describe him would just be a winner. I mean, he's won 2 World Series as a player. Was he a superstar? No, but he was a role player and had significant roles, parts on those championship winning teams. And now he came here, and like your previous callers had mentioned, I mean, he changed the culture here, and 4 years in a row in the playoffs. Your last caller brought up a good point, you know, in 18, us being so close to a World Series. And like he said, you know, Justine and Wade Miley and Council had to navigate that postseason with those two. And now he's done it different ways in the last couple of years. You know, we always got on that he wouldn't let his pitchers go long enough. And now we have the pitching staff and we don't have the hitting, and he's letting guys go longer. And, you know, I just think he brings out the best in everyone. There's a reason why this team overperforms expectations that the national media and Vegas, and they've went over their win total the last 4 or 5 years as Council mm-hmm. manager.
Yep.
And, you know, people may not love – you're right. You know, baseball, you can always debate decisions, and people may not like that he doesn't bunt, or people may not like his bullpen decisions, whatever. But at the end of the day, he overperforms expectations. He gets teams to the playoffs. And if you want to call in and say, well, they're not winning in the playoffs, well, it's hard to win in baseball in the postseason. I mean, if you get in, anyone has a chance. So they haven't had things go their way the last couple of years, but – I've called in and defended him before, and I've told you, and I'm going to say it again, the Brewers will win a World Series with Craig Council as manager, and I hope that time's coming soon. Last thing I'll say is have Evan take a look at Brian Anderson's tweet. That's a guy that is a national guy, probably more so than a Brewer announcer now, but he mentions that there's going to be a statue outside of AmFam one day, and hopefully there's a World Series to go on that statue to make it completely worth it. But Craig Council's one of probably the five most impactful Brewers this franchise has ever seen. So
in one way, shape, or form. All right, good call. Brett, I appreciate it. We'll talk all summer. There's winners, and it's not because of a player or a manager necessarily. They're not the sole responsibility when a team or multiple teams win when they're on it. But there is this aesthetic thing with certain players in a number of sports. Look at Deion Sanders in football. Super Bowls just chased him around, didn't they? Look at Craig Council with winning. When Brett said he's a winner. Look at down in Miami. Down in Arizona. Here in Milwaukee. It's just, and I'm not saying that, you know, that Craig Council is the reason why the D-backs won a World Series or the Marlins won a World Series. It's not what I'm saying, but just there's something about that that you can't ignore. And he's trying to transfer that up here to Milwaukee. He is. And I think he's doing a decent job. Now, is he learning along the way? I think we're at the point now under Craig Council where the expectations in the postseason, we have to raise that bar, Craig. That's the one thing I will say. They haven't won a playoff game in how long? Evan, you want to throw this out there? They haven't, although they've made the playoffs four consecutive years, when's the last time they actually won a playoff game? One since 18. Do I have that stat right?
Did they even win a game since 20? Oh, that's a great question. I
think it's one game since 2018.
Oh, yeah, they did win one against the Braves.
Yeah.
So that's it, yeah, because they lost to the Nationals in the wild card.
They're like 1-7 in their last eight playoff games, something like that.
Yeah.
That's, again, we're at the point now where, Craig, okay, now time to elevate. Let's let the winning is following you around for sure. Well, now it's got to follow you at a little bit higher level here. That's the only blemish for me, is that just stepping up a little bit more in the postseason. If you get beat, you get beat, fine. But just to lay down, that part of it needs improvement for sure. We're talking about Craig Council. We'll get some social media responses on how you would describe Craig Council. The Brewers win tonight 10-2. We're going to hear from Craig Council with the victory. Craig Council now has more wins than any other manager in franchise history. They beat the Mets tonight. You're listening to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show on 1250 AM The Fan. Time to head into the clubhouse and hear from the pros.
Brewers get the victory tonight, 10-2, and it's 5-64 for Craig Counsell. And we're talking about Craig tonight. If you want to throw in a couple of comments of the game, I feel about the same as I did the other day about the offense. They will be better. I'm not saying they're going to throw up 10 runs every game, but nonetheless, they will be better. 799-1250, you guys on hold, sit right there. I'll get to you in a second here. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell as well, but these quotes, pretty interesting from Craig Counsell's players as the Journal Sentinel just walked around the clubhouse and amassed all these descriptions of what they feel about Craig Counsell. Here's some more. I feel really lucky having my first manager be Counts, just an unbelievable guy, a player's manager. Knows exactly what to say and when to say it. He's always there for you, but can also be hard on you when you need it. It's just a great balance, a perfect balance. I always get the feeling when I'm on the bench or in the dugout or even during the game watching his antics and his vibe. He always seems like he's two steps ahead of the next move. I think that goes a long way. He's always prepared for any situation in the game. There's a lot of stuff that makes him a good manager. From my side, running the bullpen efficiently is huge, especially in today's game. There's a lot of bullpen management throughout the year, and he's really good at being able to work guys when they need work and get enough time off when they need time off. Now, that one, I totally agree, obviously coming from a bullpen arm. But that's one of the assets of Craig Counsell I've always been impressed with. Is the bullpen management and how he utilizes those resources to get the best out of any bullpen he's got. And, you know, sometimes the players aren't, you know, quite frankly, over the years, they haven't been that great. I mean, what do you think was going through his mind? I can tell you what was going through my mind when you're up 10-2 and you go to Miguel Sanchez and he walks the first two hitters. I mean, I was ready to wring his neck. But, I mean, that was the right move, to go to these type guys. You went through Box, Williams, Hader, Milner yesterday, or the other day, and you know, you have to go with these guys today. It's just one of the strengths of Craig Counsell, for sure. The workload balance is huge for us down there in the bullpen. He's one of the best I've seen doing it. Keeping a healthy bullpen and keeping everyone fresh is definitely big for winning games. He checks in on everyone, the player said, to see how everyone's doing. Communication is always there. counts as his years of playing and his years of managing going for him. So obviously it's a great baseball mind. That's for sure. And you know, to think about a potential statue out front, I've always said there's four key figures in historically for the Brewers. You can call it a Mount Rushmore if you want, but there's four key figures, and it's not limited to four. Bud Selig, Hank Aaron, Robin Yount, and Bob Uecker. That epitomizes Brewers baseball. Will there be another one where you have to put him in the succession line of epitomizing Brewers baseball? If there's going to be another one, Craig Counsell's got a good start at being that next one. In other words, 25, 35 years from right now, when you look back and say, who are the key figures for this Brewers organization historically? Of course, there's, you know, Hank Aaron because he's Hank Aaron. But there's Bud Selig because he's the one that invented the Brewers, basically. Robin Yount because, I mean, there's just tailor-made Robin Yount. Success and all that. And then Bob Uecker, you cannot avoid him for Brewers baseball. And then of course, Craig Counsell, because the culture changed, as one of our callers said, the culture changed. They just got on a roll, and they were making playoffs and playoffs and playoffs, and they won that World Series. And is that a possibility? 30 years from right now, we look back, and he's in that line right along with the big boys, Uecker and Selig and Aaron and Yount? Maybe. Maybe. All I'm saying is if you're going to start to get to that line and be up there with those guys, you got a good start on it. All right, Sophia Minert caught up with Craig Counsell right after the victory. Nobody has won more games as a Brewer manager than Craig Counsell, and here's how that went shortly after the game on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Craig, congratulations. 564 wins. Now officially the most wins as a Brewers manager. And when you tied Phil Garner, you said this is a wee milestone. So who are the people that you're thinking of now that helped you accomplish this?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, it's the players. You know, every day they do the heavy lifting for sure. They're doing all the work. You know, I'm watching them and enjoying watching them play. So they're number one. And, you know, like I said the other day, a lot of people have you know, help me succeed, and that's you know, starting at the top, and our owner Mark Antanasio, and Doug Melvin, and David Stearns, and all the front office guys for sure, and coaching staff has helped me be better at this job, hopefully, and helped for a lot of these wins, that's for sure.
From the time that you took the job, you said, plain and simple, I'm a Brewer. This is the team that you grew up watching. You wore the uniform, and now in your eighth season as manager, what are you most proud of, Craig, with this kind of accomplishment?
I mean, I think it's just that we're providing a good product for our fans, and we've provided them some exciting moments, some exciting times, and good baseball, and a fun experience at the park. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, what kind of that? I think that was just the start. What do you think the players are going to do for you when you finally get inside that clubhouse? You've had some epic celebrations.
Yeah, I mean, celebrations are good, man. We grind through the game, and they grind through days, and so a celebration's always good, and wins aren't easy, so we'll take them.
Yeah, there it is on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Rowdy Tellez was behind that, Evan?
Yeah. Of course you get the big guy to carry the water cooler. Who else would it be?
That's right. That's right. Get to your calls. We see you there. Just real quick, him and Phil Garner were tied with 563. As you guys know, I mean, this is no news to you, but Garner managed 1992 to 99 and was sitting there as the all-time winningest manager in Brewers history until tonight. Here's what Phil Garner had to say.
Craig, this is Phil Garner. Congratulations on having the most wins in the history of the Milwaukee Brewers as a manager. We both know that it takes great players to win games, but we also know it takes good leadership. You obviously have been a great leader, and it shows in what you've been able to accomplish. So continued success. I hope you have a long and fruitful career.
Yeah, there he is, Phil Garner. Actually, a little bit instrumental in my career in the sports thing. I had been in radio for a handful of years. But back in 92 was one of my first big league interviews was Phil Garner. And I don't think I did that good. I'd be mortified to hear that right now. I don't know if it still exists. I mean, maybe somewhere in a basement box or something. But congrats to Craig Counsell. Now let's get to your reaction, how you would describe Craig Counsell on the Odyssey app in Denver. It is Mark. Mark, you're next on The Fan. How do you describe Craig Counsell? Well,
hey, Tim. Good to talk to you again. I'm elated. I feel that... I think Counsell is a hometown boy with a lot of talent. His father was in some organizations. What was his father? Was he with the Brewers?
With the Brewers, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he's got a lot of he's got a lot of want to play for Wisconsin, and that makes all the fans feel great. I mean, it's just like. Gorman's in Waukesha. What's his name is in Finelac. Jim Gantner's in Finelac or someplace like that.
Yep.
These are all hometown talents. Now that's what the fans enjoy. And I'll let all the other people pick him apart, but I'm not going to.
No,
I just enjoy watching him coach the Brewers. And I met him on Brady Street with my wife. And said hi to him. He was very congenial and just a man. Just a man.
He's one of us, Mark. I'm telling you, he's one of us.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. How many other managers have two rings?
That's going to translate over in the manager position. I'm convinced of it. We had a caller earlier that said he's convinced that he will win a World Series for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I've been saying it for years. He's going to win a World Series in Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah. Oh yep. Yeah, he's good enough. He's got to depend on the players he's given, and the upper administration is doing a great job too. Mm-hmm. They work well together, as far as I know. And I'm happy. I'm out here in Denver watching the Brewers, baby.
That's right, Mark. Stay in touch. Let's talk all summer long. All right,
Tim. I'm the bass player.
You are the bass player. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, let's go to Ron. Ron, you are next here on The Fan. You describe Craig Counsell.
I think Craig's resourceful. He's like a guy that can, like a cook that's a good cook, and they can go in the refrigerator and just grab whatever you have and whip up a good meal. He's got the imagination to, put the players in the right place and everything. I really enjoyed tonight's game, and I'd like to see more games where they're getting singles and not going for the fences. Mm-hmm. So I think he still has room to learn to be a better manager. But I love fiery managers like Billy Martin, but Craig's not like that. He has to be true to his own self. So he's never going to be fiery, and that's fine. That's not him.
No, it's not him. I mean, during the game, in an incident where it's strategy or a call goes against him and he thinks he's been wronged or – the home plate umpire is going sideways on, a strike zone. Okay, you're going to see the fiery manager. We've seen it. He just got thrown out just a few games ago. So, hey, Ron, thanks for the call. Yeah, if rah-rah guy made a difference, people would do it more often. I think it does at times, but you can't go to that well too often. You can't. Some people say you can't motivate grown men, grown professionals that way. I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. I think you can. I mean, we've seen it before. And for those that think that, being hard on a guy doesn't work, well, why do other managers do it? It can work. And I think it does. I asked Craig that probably 3 or 4 years ago. And he said he does get on his players when needed. You don't see it. The fans don't see it. So maybe that's something we'll dip into from a player's perspective to see if they've ever been disciplined or yelled at by Craig Counsell. I'll bet you it's happened. We just will never hear about it or see it. All right, where do you want to go, Evan?
Well, if this is any indication,
yeah,
let's go to court.
Yeah,
this is an indication of where we're going here. Yeah. Court.
Boys.
Boys. Yeah. There he is, Court. You're on the fan. No, I guess he's not.
I even had the music queued up for him and everything.
That was perfect. That might have been the best intro ever.
Disappointing. Let's go to Ryan and Valders.
What do you say, Ryan? How do you describe Craig Counsell?
Well, Tim, I would call Craig a steady Eddie. Someone that's a great communicator, and I think that's one of the reasons why he is successful in what he does. And I think many times we, as fans, you know, we are quick to get excited and jump off the handle, and rightly so. That's we as fans. But I think there comes a point in time where he needs to be that steady influence to those guys and to hold them. Like you said, he, I'm sure behind the scenes he's doing what he needs to kind of get to some of these guys, and we're just very, very lucky to have a guy like Craig managing our team, and I sure as heck hope he's here until he wins that World Series, like a number of your callers have said, and I'm just very thankful that we have a guy like him running the show.
Yeah, very good. Ryan, thanks for the call. You think about what he's been through as a player. Well, he went to college to play baseball, and you know, then worked his way through the minors, and then you know, obviously a long big league career. But to relate to the players, and I think that's what some of the players have told me over the years, is that you know he's been through this. He wasn't great at it. Let's face it, he wasn't a superstar. But the fact that he can relate, especially when he became a family guy, that to me is a big, you know, really turning point in Counsell's sort of career, if you will. He can relate to some of these guys that are starting families. I mean, right now, Josh Hader is away for paternity leave. He's got a kid coming. Counsell can talk to him about that. I find it hard to believe that guys like, and I don't know, I may be wrong. I may be totally wrong on this. I don't know. But I find it hard to believe that Earl Weaver is going to sit down with Josh Hader and talk about raising kids. Or, you know, Billy Martin, someone mentioned. I don't know. Those fiery guys, maybe they're not in tune. Just as good a manager, if not better. Don't get me wrong. But I think that communicator part that Ryan just said, I think that plays well for Counsell. I do, because he's been through, as he calls it, the season that grinds. Every season's going to grind on you. You're going to have problems. You're going to have bad days. How many times you wake up having a bad day? Nothing going right? These players go through it all the time. All the time. Just pissed about something. They get in a fight with their girlfriend. They're fighting with their wives. Their kid's in trouble. All of those things Counsell's been through and is going through. All right, so we threw it out there on social media as well. How do you describe Craig Counsell?
Yeah, starting it off with our very own Tim Shea, who said, trusted but frustratingly stuck in his ways.
Okay, yeah, I mean, you can say that. That's fine. Doors wide open to whatever opinion you want to give.
Good old KS has, I don't think he's a massive fan of your Brewers takes, Tim, I'll be honest. He said, Craig is infinitely better than whatever Tim comes up with on a nightly basis. Allen, not Shea. Greatest Brewers manager ever by a wide, wide margin.
So I like Craig Counsell a lot. So he's saying that he's even better than that?
I think so, which all the credit goes to Craig. Three Oak Sports Nut replied with a gif of John Lithgow saying, "It's like a riddle wrapped around an enigma."
Jeez.
Frank says, "A slave to righty-lefty matchups," which, you know, fair. But then ending it off with Patrick here, who says, "Best manager in Brewers history."
He is. I mean, just based on the number of wins, yes. And it depends how you're gonna quantify that or qualify it. I should say qualify it. Well, is it wins or is it World Series? Is it playoff appearances or is it World Series?
I really like what Ron in Rome said, that Council's kind of like a chef. And a good chef can take the ordinary and make it into something exquisite. Like, he's turning a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or some ramen noodles, a frozen pizza, into this, like, luxurious five-star hotel. Like just an incredible meal for us.
Yep.
And that is exactly what Craig does. He's taking all the, I mean, this mosh-posh of a roster that we have and consistently puts out a winner. And I think he deserves all the credit in the world.
And generally speaking, with the lower payroll compared to the big boys. And he's right there at the end of the season. He is playing with the big boys. He is, with whatever he has. That, to me, that is the mark of a good to great manager, is getting that out of players that other people wouldn't. And the other thing is, I'm pretty impressed. He cares more about this team than would another manager that didn't grow up here, didn't play for the Brewers. It's 100% fact. That's human nature. That plays a part of this.
Okay, real quick, we have a tweet from Sophia Minert from 9 minutes ago. Craig Council enjoyed a beer shower celebration from the players. One of his gifts from the club was a video with messages from Bob Uecker, Phil Garner, Robin Yount, and other coaches, including Mike Budenholzer, Mike Krzyzewski, Steve Kerr, and Nick Saban.
That's cool. I mean, that's super cool. Is there a statue coming to American Family Field out front? I don't know. Let's see how it plays out. Let's see how it plays, as Craig would say. All right, 414-799-1250. There was a game tonight. They won 10-2. They scored 7 runs in the fifth inning and ran away with this thing. They evened up the series at a game apiece. I'm sure most of what Craig Council is going to tell us next after the break here is going to be, you know, questions peppered to him about the record, but maybe he'll squeeze in some thoughts about an actual baseball game tonight. Knowing him, I'm going to guess yes on that. It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing post-game show. Brewers even up the series, a game apiece. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing baseball post-game show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back. 10-2, Brewers win, but more of a celebration for Craig Council as he becomes the winningest manager in franchise history. It is really cool. It just is. And we're going to look back on this. Will another Brewers manager win more games than Craig Council? I mean, you never say never, but it's going to be a while. I mean, how long do you think, just ponder this, how long do you think Craig's going to manage?
Well, what do you think would have to happen for him to get fired? It would have to be probably like back to back to back horrible seasons, right?
I would say a good 2 to 3, yes. But 2 would be like, what are you doing after 2 years?
Expect a regression after this set of pitching too. So do they give him the benefit of the doubt for that? Is he kind of like Bobby Cox, a Mike Socha, where they just manage until they're like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, until he decides, right, where he wants to spend time with his grandkids. I mean, think about that. I mean, his kids are getting up there. You know, college age. I think one's in high school and the other in college, right?
That sounds about right.
And then he's got a daughter, too, and I think she's high school range, too, but I mean, could you see him managing for another 10 years? I could.
Easily.
Yep. Yep. That would be 17 years. I mean, think about that. So to answer the question, will another manager win more than Craig Counsell? It's going to be a while. I'll be way, way gone. Way gone. I mean, we're talking decades, maybe. Okay, well, let's hear from Craig Counsell. But first, let's hear Brewers put out on Twitter honoring the mark of Craig Counsell with the victory today.
Baseball in this city is important to me. I feel a responsibility for it. I always have. And I'm proud to have that responsibility. You know, we're going to try to win games. That's my job, is to win games. That's what I'm going to try to do every single day. I wake up, we're going to try to figure out a way to win baseball games.
Struck him out, swinging!
And Craig Counsell, in his managerial debut, is victorious.
He struck him out, swinging! And the Brewers are going to postseason. And they're the champions! They have done it!
And there it is! For the first time in 37 years, the Brewers are going to the playoffs in back-to-back seasons.
I always think of Craig Counsell as one of the best managers in all of baseball.
What Craig Counsell has done this year, though, is unmatched.
Once again, Craig's done a phenomenal job. He's putting our players in position to succeed on a daily basis.
Every button that Craig Counsell is pushing, it's working.
Let the party begin! The Brewers have won the National League Central in 2021.
Well, it was great. I mean, I got a chance to talk to the players, and David said a couple words, and got a great gift from Mr. Antanasio with some messages from some other coaches from around sports, and some players from around, great players from around sports. So, yeah, I mean, it's humbling for sure. And I think what I told the players is I feel a lot of gratitude for everything that they've contributed to it. They do the heavy lifting, you know, and it's been fun to watch a great kind of era of Brewer baseball players go out there and do great things and provide a great, you know, product for our fans. It's not that easy, and they're doing the heavy lifting every day, and, you know, I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Do you think about, you know, just the volume of people that are involved, you know, for you personally, Craig, but also just...
Yeah, you do, because I think there's so many people that have an impact on you and so many people in the organization. I mean, there's a guy named Carl Muller who after I got finished playing, I would sit in his office every day, and he taught me about... You know, looking at the numbers of baseball and understanding them and understanding how this organization someday may work. Doug Melvin just exposed me to so much and taught me so much about the game outside of playing, which I desperately needed and I think was an incredible foundation for what I was able to kind of bring to the manager's seat. So, and then David's just been a great partner in this run here, and you know, I think we've learned from each other and helped each other a lot.
Craig, what are you most proud of from this stretch of 7-8 years now?
Yeah, it's the people in the organization of kind of what we've put together. I think, you know, when you get it, the goal of like sustaining a good baseball team in our market is some people think you can't do it, and the fact that we've been able to do it, I think. Is a tribute to a lot of people, the players first, and then a lot of people around them that have helped the players, you know, be in a position to succeed.
You're a person from Wisconsin. Did you ever think that you would do this in your own hometown?
You know, it's funny. Like at some point, you know, I had this. I don't ever think I thought about it a lot, but I was like, well, there's not many baseball players from Wisconsin, and you know, this might be a good place to kind of set up shop. they might want me to work for the team after I'm done. Fortunately, it worked out.
You mentioned people throughout sport reaching out to you.
Yeah.
For congratulations. Which people outside of baseball?
They made a video with some people that I've run across. Mike Krzyzewski I've run across a little bit. Just Coach Budenholzer from the Bucks, Steve Kerr, guys like that.
Kerr, kind of looking at that kind of accomplishment, that's kind of like no doubt or win 10-2.
Well, that's easier, yeah. A little bit easier.
Another gift from the player.
Yeah, another gift from the player. That's exactly right, yeah.
Craig, where do you feel like you've grown the most as a manager since you first started?
No, I mean, I think you come into this job, and I came in incredibly inexperienced. There's some good things about being inexperienced because you go for it a little bit. But then I think the experience of it also, you know, makes you better because you make mistakes. That's how you get better at this. There's mistakes made. There's situations you handle better, and you hope you just continue to get better at that because the game throws, and people throw things at you, you know, regularly. And so the experience does help. I think whenever we're new at something, you know, we're longing for experience because it does make you a little bit better and make you a little bit quicker and hopefully make you head off some things to help your team be better.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network. Visit them and make online reservations at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
Well, you just heard from Craig Counsell there. Got to be in a good mood. He's humbled with the victory and with the benchmark of the all-time winningest manager in Brewers history. That's really cool. I'm happy for the dude, and he is the hometown guy. You know, grew up here, and it's well documented the path that he had been on. But now you got to push it forward, and I do like some of the stuff as we look back in the archives and hear from, you know, earlier quotes from him and some audio from him that his job is to win games, and he's winning games. Now press it a little bit more, and I think he's well aware of it. Guys, he is well aware of it. Call of the game with 5 O'Clock Steakhouse tonight. Brewers get the victory 10-2, and let's see here. They score 7 runs in the 5th inning. Tough to pick out any one of these, but I think it's Evan had the idea that we'll go with this, the Jace Peterson knock that it was a pinch hit, 2-run double that, you know, really kind of broke the game open. They're up 5-1 at the time, and didn't the Mets earlier this year come back from like 6 runs down in the 9th inning or something, you know, stupid like that?
They definitely did.
Yeah, and so being up 5-1 is, you know, not the most comfortable thing, but it's still a nice lead. But when you get up 7-1, makes it a little bit better. He pinch hits Jace Peterson for Mathias, and it definitely paid off for Craig Counsell on Valley Sports Wisconsin.
And now Peterson into the gap in right center, down base hit. 2 runs are going to score. Kane is going to be held at third as Jace Peterson comes off the bench with a 2-run double. Craig Counsell pushing all the right buttons here tonight.
Yeah, indeed. Jeff Levering on Valley Sports Wisconsin, part of a 10-2 victory. We'll turn the page and get the matchups for tomorrow's Game 3 next here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. It's time to dive inside the box score for today's game on 1250 AM, The Fan.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers before we get to the matchup for a big, big, big game. 3 bigs game tomorrow as the Brewers try to take the series in New York. Man, what a difference these 2 nights would be if they get that victory tomorrow. More on that in a second. Checking out the numbers, Christian Yelich in the leadoff spot. Again, 1-for-4 with a walk. His average now, he did score a run as well, 242. I mean, he's hitting. Doesn't he have a hitting streak going now? I want to say 7 games, 6
of
them.
I'll double check, but I believe so.
6 of those in the leadoff spot. So, Guy's starting to hit. Now, again, infield single, but sometimes that's what you need. Well, Willie Adames tonight. He goes 3 for 5, 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs. Andrew McCutchen tonight. 1 for 3 with a walk, a run scored, an RBI. He was also hit by a pitch. Hunter Renfroe, check this line out. 1 for 1, 3 walks and a hit by pitch, scored a run. Luis Urias, 1 for 5 with 2 knocked in. Keston Hira, rough night, 0 for 4, was hit by a pitch and scored a run. I'm a little nervous for Keston Hira these days. I'll just say, we talk about moving the roster around a little bit when guys get a little healthier, Brasso being one. Keston might have a free trip to Nashville coming. Struck out 3 times tonight. Caratini goes 1 for 4 with an RBI. He drew a walk and scored 2 runs. Lorenzo Cain, 2 for 5, a run scored, an RBI. He upped his average to 176. Mark Mathias goes 0 for 2 in the ball game with an RBI. Jace Peterson goes 1 for 2, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. Pitching lines, Corbin Burns tonight, 6 innings, allows 5 hits, a couple of earned runs, no walks, 8 strikeouts. He threw 97 pitches. His ERA now is at 2.52. Miguel Sanchez, 1 inning, no hits, no runs, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Evans boy, Peter Strzelecki, 2 innings, no hits, no runs, with no walks and 3 strikeouts. The Brewers tonight get 10 runs on 11 hits, no errors. The Mets just 2 runs on 5 hits with 2 errors. The win goes to Corbin Burns. He goes to 4-4. The loss to Peterson, he'll go to 3-1. And with the victory, Brewers now 35-29.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Time to turn the page and take a look at the crew's next game.
So that's an 8-game hitting streak for Christian Yelich. Average goes from 218 to 243. What do you think the chances of him staying in that spot are?
The RBIs still haven't been there. Nope. He has, I think, 2 since his cycle on May 10th, if I remember correctly.
That's crazy.
But the hits are coming, and they're coming in bunches. I mean, he was 3 for 5 on Saturday, had a 2-hit game, I think, yesterday, right? He's getting on base, but he's also getting hits, and they're not the, you know, weak grounders with a seeing eye. They're actual line drives. Now, tonight it was an infield single, yes, but we don't need to talk about that. We can talk about him driving the ball to center field in Washington to lead off the game.
That's right.
I think you need to keep him in that spot. If he's not driving in runs, then he's setting the table for you. He's getting on base, whether it be a walk or a hit, even if it's a weak little grounder. With his speed, he's a difference maker. I think you might have your new leadoff hitter. It's a bit unorthodox, but it works.
No, the Pirates have Vogel back. I mean, Schwarber for the Phillies.
Max Muncy, I think, has started leadoff a couple times for the Dodgers.
So it's becoming more and more. I won't say it's the norm, but it's becoming more and more frequent that some of these unorthodox players would be thrust into that position for that position of leadoff. It looks a little weird, but, hey, it's done. And as Christian Yelich said, after the first time through, you're no longer a leadoff hitter. Now, you are hitting behind the lower part of your order the next 3 times up. That will limit your RBI potential, but not like this.
But the way that the Brewers' bottom of the order has been hitting the last month, they've been the ones carrying the offense. So I think this could end up being a really genius move.
I cannot wait for tomorrow's game. First pitch is going to be 6:10. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. This could be a nice celebration. Good, happy show tomorrow. I can promise you that with a victory. Gene Wagner, Plumbing postgame show after the last pitch. Who's on the mound for the biggest game of the year?
Well, you hand the ball to one of your biggest prospects Aaron Ashby, he hits the mound for the first time against the Mets in his major league career. He's 1-5 with a 3.91 ERA heading into this game. Back-to-back kind of rough starts for him. Mm-hmm. He'll be going up against Tyler McGill for the Mets, 4-2 with a 4.5 ERA.
Okay, should be interesting if Ashby's on. I mean, hey, let's just get a good start in the first inning, both top and bottom. How about that? I mean, you see what happens when you do that. It tends to bode very well for you throughout the game. All right, that's going to do it for us. Congratulations to Craig Counsell. Has more wins than any other manager in Brewers history at 564, surpassing Phil Garner at 563. For Evan Heffelfinger, my name is Tim Allen. We'll see you tomorrow night and smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.